Hello?
Today is February 6th, 2015. Session title is ICG Face-to-Face Meeting Part 1. We are in Olivia. Local time is 9 a.m.
Hello, this is Lynn Sainamore. Can you hear me?
Anybody on the phone that has a question? Anybody from the phone that has a question? Anybody on the phone with a question?
So, welcome everyone. This is the open face-to-face meeting of the ICG on Ayana's stewardship transition. Can we please have people get seated, and we'll start in a few minutes. So let's try to start this meeting. I would like to start by welcoming everyone, all the ICG members, the secretariat that is helping us for the first time, the new secretariat. We also thank Alice and Ergus from ICANN that was the old secretariat. Thank you very much. Luckily for us, Alice and Ergus will not go away. They will still be the contact point for the support that ICANN is giving. I also would like to explicitly mention that we, unfortunately, we will not have Demi, Lynn, and Alyssa here for various reasons. Jean-Jacques, we will miss him as well. As much as possible, these people will try to participate remotely, and some of them unfortunately cancelled on very short notice, and let's hope the various reasons why they are not coming, that everything is under control and will end up in a positive way. There are also a few people that have not yet arrived in the room, but we have to start anyways because we have to quite long days and a lot of important issues to talk about. Some logistical issues. I'm happy to see the people, ICG members sitting around the table so close to each other. It's comfortable, isn't it? We are actually looking into for tomorrow to try to extend a little bit so people can have both computer and paper. Unfortunately, then you need to sit a little bit further away from each other, but I hope that will work well, work better. At least we will try to ensure that we get more space for the next face-to-face meeting. If we cannot adjust until tomorrow, we'll see how it goes. We will have some breaks for coffee and also for lunch. There will be a box lunch that will be brought to the room or just outside the room. We also have the ability, we also have coffee and other support in my back left corner in the room. So you can go there and pick up coffee and tea or whatever you need whenever you want. I would probably walk there myself quite a large number of times today. So I think that is everything for the logistics. Oh, yes, one more thing. During one of the breaks, you will get the name badges for the ICANN meeting. We have the badges here in the here at the secretariat, so you don't have to run away to try to pick them up. They will be distributed. And I think that is everything for now, and we'll try to sort out the rest of the things when we are when we're moving forward. So let's move into the agenda. Regarding the agenda, there was one agenda proposed to the mailing list. Shortly thereafter, Alyssa sent in, based on the discussions that we have had, sent in suggested changes to the agenda. Because of confusion between myself, Mohammed, and Alyssa, when the secretariat asked us whether the old agenda was to be published or some updated version, we approved the agenda without the suggested changes from Alyssa. So the posted agenda was first sort of the old one that ICG members in the form of Alyssa had already had issues with. That was the main reason for myself to then, when I arrived here yesterday, suggest a new agenda, and the only changes that was made was to actually implement the suggestions that had already been posted by Alyssa to the mailing list before the old version of the agenda was posted. There was a question from Cavus why the accountability time slot was shortened. And I do appreciate the need for talk more about the accountability, and of course that is really important for us. So if it is the issue that I have heard so far on this agenda is that the time for accountability is too short, and that is something specifically that we should talk about. But I'm happy to receive other kind of input on the agenda as well. Cavus.
Good morning, everybody. Very happy to see you all here. No matter if we are closed physically or not, from the feelings, we are always close together. Before starting, Patrick, I wish to request you to send a message to Alyssa of expressing our best wishes to her to have whatever plan she has in the most smoothest and in the most agreeable way. So this is a little bit of protocol that I always use. Sorry, being international character, I'm always to do that one. Now, coming to the point that I mentioned, Kavus Araste, for some of us, maybe all of us, the most important elements amongst others are accountability. So at this stage, we believe that it is not appropriate. We specifically mentioned reduced accountability and so on and so forth. We try to do our best to address all issues. No doubt it is in the hand of the chair and the way he conducts the meeting. But at least we, or myself, associates a very important, crucial, and fundamental issue is accountability, and we need not to reduce the time while we have importance for other items. So I have some concerns to reduce discussions on accountability, because I will come to the point of the report of the numbering group, and I see that a lot of issues relates to accountability which has not been addressed. Thank you.
Daniel.
Daniel Kronberg, good morning. I think when making an agenda, it's important to see what is important for us to make progress, and also to show respect to other groups who have provided input to us. I think what's most important for us right now is to take in, discuss, and respond to the responses we have had from the numbers and the protocol parameters. They have worked to our timeline, accommodated us, and provided input to us. I think it would be a very bad signal if we wouldn't make it a priority to fully discuss and respond to their input. If we don't do that, we will damage our relationship with them going forward. So I'm in favor of giving that the absolute priority at this meeting. Secondly, the NAMES community has communicated a new timeline to us from their perspective. I think it is important for us to adapt our plans accordingly. That's our second priority, and I think we should do that before we do anything else. And then if we want to discuss other things, we can do that. But I think these should be our priorities.
Joseph?
Thank you. Perhaps, Joseph Aladev, perhaps in an opportunity to marry the comments of Cavus and Daniel, I think accountability is a tremendously important topic, but there isn't that much to discuss in terms of the formal liaison, but there is quite a bit to discuss within the context of the proposals we have received. So perhaps we discuss as needed in terms of the formal arrangements between the groups, and we remember to reserve any time we've saved to deal with this issue as it comes up under the proposals, because that's, I think, where perhaps the crux of some of these issues are meaningful for us at the moment. So perhaps that might be a way to address both of the concerns, that we give the proposals as much time as necessary, but we recognize accountability as an important issue, understanding that the formal arrangements between the organizations may be less ripe for discussions than how accountability is treated in the actual proposals and their relations to potential accountability of ICANN.
Thank you very much. Is what I hear a request for change of order of items on the agenda to start with the two proposals that we have received, numbers and then protocol parameters, and give them 2 hours each, and then after that talk about names and then timeline and then accountability. Is that the order that I hear people suggest we should discuss things? Let me take this one more time. Numbers, protocols, names, timeline, accountability. And we do, if we have to, have time all day tomorrow as well. Okay, I got a question from Paul to the left that didn't use a microphone. Why did I change the order of names and protocols? Numbers and protocol parameters. The reason why I changed the order is that Jari, which is to present from protocol parameters, told me that he would have issues to talk about protocol parameters before approximately 11 o'clock because he needed to make a change based on input before he is presenting what he's going to present. So it was purely practical reason. If you have the similar or same issues, in that case, let's talk about it.
I don't like to talk about numbers before lunch. Generally.
So, Paul, let me just be clear here. In general, it is okay for you to change the order.
Not if it means talking about numbers before lunchtime.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Cavus?
Thank you, Patrick, and thank you to Joseph and to Daniel. My difficulty was not order of priority. My difficulty was your self-email saying that less associate, little time or less time to accountability. That was not something that I appreciated. But order of priority, I have no difficulty if everybody agrees the order of priority. As long as we do not mention let's associate minimum or less time to accountability. We don't want such a qualifications. Thank you.
Let me just explain the reasoning behind my suggested change of order. That was to have the ability to extend the time for accountability after we have been talking about each one of the other issues. I also explicitly mentioned that I'm not after giving each one of the operational communities' proposals more time and basically run over the discussion of accountability. We should still have an allocated time slot for each one of them, if nothing else, to force ourselves to come to a conclusion. Not that we should stop a discussion about the proposal prematurely. We should use the timing that we give each one of the items a time allocation to force ourselves to reach consensus. Daniel.
I think the hearing all of this, the agenda as it is projected would work. Without any change. And that's nice for predictability.
Alyssa?
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. First, I just wanted to thank Cavus for his kind words. Very much appreciated. And with respect to the agenda, all I wanted to say was that my question really was about the accountability slot was what it was specifically that we intended to discuss. Because originally it was scheduled for an hour, and obviously I agree with everyone that accountability is very important, but it wasn't obvious to me what specific topics we should discuss, and also, you know, how to prepare to discuss those topics. I think for all of the other items, we have a lot of material. We knew what we were supposed to do in advance to prepare for the discussion. So if someone could articulate that, that would be helpful for me. And if there are things that we should prepare for that discussion, then perhaps moving it down further in the agenda would help. I have no objection to spending more time on it than is currently allocated, the 15 minutes, but I was just asking about the specifics of what the session should be about. Otherwise, I have no opinion about the ordering. Thanks.
Thank you, Alyssa. I don't have anyone else in the room that have flagged. While people are thinking about what we should do, let me explain another protocol matter for the room itself and how we run the discussion. Something that I forgot to talk with the secretariat about is how to handle remote participation. The way remote participants should get into the queue is to raise their hand or otherwise communicate in the Adobe Connect room that they would like to speak, and the secretariat will flag to me that they want to get into the queue. So that's how we handle that. So the change of the order of accountability and the reports from the operation communities was something that I suggested just because it might be easier to see what accountability discussions have not yet been discussed, and or it might be the case that some discussions on the topic from one of the operation communities do result of an interest of discussing those accountability issues in more general terms. That said, it seems to be the case that we have some issues moving the discussion of the operation community's proposals earlier in the day than what they are currently scheduled. So it might be the case that we still should keep the agenda as it is, although Mohammed, that was going to run the accountability, the short accountability slot, has not arrived yet. So that also creates a little bit of logistical issues. But Daniel, I think your suggestion was to keep the agenda as we have it, but coming back to accountability tomorrow, right? In that case, that was your proposal. Let me just clarify that, get a clarification. Thank you.
Yeah, that was the proposal, with the caveat that we should aim at finishing the high priority tasks before we go to the low priority ones. And again, let me repeat, high priority is respond to the communities that have responded to us and timeline.
So the suggestion is to keep the agenda as it is and move further accountability discussions and timeline, if overflow, to tomorrow, after we have been discussing specifically the proposals from numbers and protocol parameters. Is anyone objecting to that proposal? Okay, in that case, let's stay with the agenda as it is. Thank you very much. Next item, the minutes from January 28. Let me quickly ask the ICG members whether anyone have anything they would like to discuss from these minutes. There were some proposed changes on the mailing list that was taken care of. So it is the revised minutes that we are discussing. Does anyone have any issue with the minutes? In that case, I declare them approved. Thank you very much. So the next thing regarding the Secretariat, logistics and telephone conferences. We will come back to the telephone conferences and face-to-face meetings tomorrow. Talk about that when we know a little bit more about where we are after these two meetings. But let me give an update on where we are with the Secretariat. As you know, we do have a new Secretariat that has taken over quite a large number of things from the Secretariat that was run by ICANN. There are certain things that that Alice and Argus are still taking care of, and there is a document specifying the division of labor between the two parties. I would like to once again repeat the thanks that all of us have been given to the individuals, the ICG members that were helping with the procurement of the independent secretariat, and I think we are now into the transition period where we are going to move the mailing lists, the website, and getting a calendar and such practical issues up and running. Where we are at the moment is that we are going to use the a new domain name that will have implications on the website and also the mailing lists. We will give information when we are going to do the change from the old to the new. We do have a first version of the website up and running that we chairs and co-chairs of ICG have had a look at that. We have done already one round trip of comments on the new website, so I think we will see that up and running very shortly. So that's basically where we are, that you will see operational changes in the near time. Jean-Jacques, please.
Thank you, Patrick. This is Jean-Jacques speaking. Two or three remarks. First, as Adil has left the ICG and he is now vice president on the ICANN staff, I wanted, as a member of the subgroup which had been tasked with recruiting a secretariat, I would like to thank him and say that it was a pleasure to work with him and with the other members of that group. The second thing is to congratulate the winners, which is the Singapore ISOC chapter acting as secretariat. And the third is a more general remark. We were blocked on this selection of a secretariat for a very long time. And I would like to make a statement here that it was really not the fault of the members of the recruiting group of which to which I belonged and which was headed by Adil. It was really something due to personal difficulties on someone's side, and that was related to ICANN staff. So I would like here to register my recognition that, of course, there can be personal problems, but that especially with an organization like ICANN, there must always be a tandem to take over a job if, for any reason, the person designated for that job is not able to accomplish it in a timely fashion. And pending his or her return, then the organization must designate a person who will take up the slack immediately. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So, given that Mohammed has not arrived, let me. Let's stop there. Regarding the secretariat and logistics, do we have any questions? Thank you. In that case, let's move into the next point on the agenda. Mohammed has not arrived yet, so I would like to wait with the accountability discussion and start with the ICG timeline and have the accountability just before the break. Milton?
Just a quick question. Is it possible to amend the agenda so that we're looking at it, you have the old one and it's been amended. It would just be nice to have the correct one up.
This is the correct
one. So I thought we moved accountability and the timeline to tomorrow.
No, we decided that was my proposal and it was rejected, so we are not moving it.
Oh. Okay.
What my proposal was, okay, we can still change this because we need to get things done here. So if we need to change the agenda while moving, that's fine with me. So we had some issues with moving the protocol parameter discussion numbers proposal earlier into the day. I got that feedback from Yari and Paul.
I thought Paul was joking.
No, he wasn't.
He never jokes. He never jokes.
Well, he's from Australia, and I don't really know what time it is down there or something. Compared to Sweden, you know, we're wacky up there in the north. So, so it was hard to move that earlier. And yes, I see you're flagging. I'm still trying to explain what I thought. Let me reiterate what I thought the conclusion was, and then we can discuss whether we're still going to do that. We're going to keep the discussion of numbers and protocols as on this agenda, okay? up until the protocol parameters, we are going to initiate and start the discussion on accountability and the timeline. Given that that time, given the feedback I have, is not enough, we will continue the discussion on those two items tomorrow. That was the proposal. Jari.
Yeah, apologies for causing trouble for you regarding the scheduling, but I think I'm actually okay with the original order, so no worries there.
Kavus.
Yes, Kavus is speaking. If due to the circumstances you have to take up the proposal of the protocol, take it, we discuss the accountability and the timeline after that. And then I had another point that you referred that Muhammad will report on that, but I believe that ICG had two liaisons to CCWG. These two liaisons are very well placed to report you back on the accountability as far as the CCWG is concerned, but not now, at the time that you proposed. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kavus. You now propose that the time we have on the agenda regarding accountability should be reporting back from the liaisons. That is one very good example of what we can use the agenda time for. And I think those kind of proposals for content for the various agenda items is something that I, as a co-chair, really appreciate. So thank you very much for that. Anyone else that would like to say something? Okay. So, given that let's then start with the reporting back. Do we have any reporting back from the accountability? Kavus.
Thank you, Patrick. There were two ICG liaison in accountability. One was me, the other was Drake, and either of two could do that. If you allow me, I would say that the accountability cross-community working group, CCWG, is a very good shape. They have two work stream one, accountability that must be in place or committed before the transition take place, accountability beyond that in a long-term manner for the proper operation of the system, which continue to be after the transitions. This is that one. They have created four working areas, one working area relating to the existing accountability, the other working area relating to the comments that have been received during the accountability discussion. The third area is relation with CWG, accountability on the naming, and the fourth area working is contingencies and the test that should be done. It is a good shape. We have a very two or three good chairs. The issue is very well taken care positively and very efficiently, and recently now two working parties have been created. One working party dealing with review and redress, and the other working party dealing with on how the community could be empowered to make necessary decisions. And the last two, one with the latest information, they have started the work. We have the two chairmen or two conveners for that. And the first document are become available yesterday or today. And the work is in good shape. What I want to report from my understanding is the chairman of ICG has formally informed the co-chair of the CCWG that ICG does not expect any outcome from CCWG in relation with the transitions. That is an issue that I do not agree with. because the work stream one, according to the charter of accountability, is any accountability is required to be in place or committed before transition take place. How ICG could claim or could confirm that that does not expect any output from the CCWG in relation with accountability, whereas the work stream one does clearly mention that. And how that statement made before being discussed in ICG. If ICG does not expect anything from CCWG on accountability, which I don't agree with that, that must be a decision of ICG, but not decision of the chair. So I would like to have discussed that tomorrow or whatever want that time that you want, that we need to go in accordance with the charter of CCWG. That means we need to have accountability required to be in place or committed before the transition take place. And this accountability is not only for naming. Numbering and protocol also have some elements of accountability, and we need to have one single accountability for everything before transition take place. And I thank you very much for that.
Thank you very much, Cavus. And I do understand that you, let me just clarify here, you gave a reporting back as a liaison, and then you gave some input on things as well. So you were making an efficient statement there by talking about both things. Keith, let me give you the floor as the other liaison to the accountability group.
Okay. Thank you very much, Patrick. Keith Drazik for the transcripts. I would like to thank Cavus, my colleague and co-liaison to the CCWG accountability. I agree with everything in his excellent summary of the reporting back. I think the CCWG accountability is making significant progress. I think there is excellent work being done. I'm very encouraged by the work that's being done, including the timeline that it's on. Cavus and I both participated in the face-to-face session of the CCWG accountability in Frankfurt just within the last 2 weeks. Again, I was very encouraged by the progress. I won't repeat the things that Cavus said, but just to note that I agree completely that the work of that group is very constructive and is progressing well. There is also good coordination between the co-chairs of the CCWG accountability and the CWG transition. So there is ongoing engagement and dialogue and work between the two groups to identify areas of concern, areas of opportunity, for communication, and to try to identify, I think, dependencies between the two groups, which is very important, and I think goes in part to what Cavus has raised. Moving to the second point that Cavus raised, and I think this is really important. It's important on a number of levels. Is that if you look at the charters of all of the various groups, all of the moving parts, including our own charter, we as the ICG have been tasked with coordinating the proposals from the three operational communities. The fact that there is CCWG accountability on a separate track, if you will, is really an artifact. A holdover of the original plan by ICANN, I think, to keep two separate but parallel tracks. So it is a challenge for the entire community because so much of the accountability discussions, especially Workstream 1, as Cavus rightly noted, have potential impacts on the recommendations coming from the operational communities on the transition. Without the benefit of the work coming from the accountability CCWG, the operational communities are in a bit of a vacuum and not well informed by the accountability process. So at some point, my sense is that there will need to be a syncing up of the various activities of these groups. The challenge that I see is that the ICG was really just tasked with the transition functions and not the accountability track.
The operational communities are supposed to be submitting their proposals to us, and that we're supposed to do the assessment and the consolidation and forward a single proposal to the ICANN board and to NTIA. The accountability group was never intended to submit anything directly to us. They are supposed to submit something directly to the board. Now, I recognize that this is, you know, confusing and a challenge and may not be the most efficient way or the most beneficial way forward, but that's sort of the structure that we have today. So Cavusa, I think, has raised a very important question, is that, you know, how do we ensure that all of these moving parts come together at the end of this process to be able to come forward with a single recommendation? So let me stop there. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Alyssa?
Thank you, Patrick. So a couple of things, and I was hoping also that maybe we could get the flow chart from the CWG at some point projected, because I think that would help quite a bit. But I can talk before we do that. So a couple of things. The first one, in response to Cavus, specific message that I sent to the CCWG chairs, which was in a response to a message that they sent to me and Patrick and Mohammed, and which we've discussed before, is that they asked if we were expecting a response to the RFP from them by January 15th. And I said, no, we are not expecting a response to the RFP from you by January 15th. Because we weren't expecting it. We were expecting something from the names CWG, and now, of course, we know that it will be somewhat delayed, but I think we are still expecting an RFP response from the names CWG. So all of those characterizations of things that I said about what we as the ICG were and were not expecting, they are not quite correct. What I said to him is that we were not expecting an RFP response by January 15. So now I think at least I can see the flow chart, and hopefully everyone else can as well. And hopefully people have seen this before because it's been out for quite a while. And I think the salient point, and to build off of what Keith said, is that our link to the names community is from the CWG. And so you can see in the flowchart, the CCWG on accountability is clearly a very important part of this whole puzzle. And as Keith said, needs to be coordinated in its work with the CWG. But the body that we are expecting a response to the RFP from is CWG and not the CCWG. Now, that doesn't mean anything about how much of a dependency there might be between the output of the two groups, or how closely they might be working together. I know they're working together very closely, and that their outputs may be very dependent on each other. It just means that in terms of who we are expecting a complete proposal from for the names functions, I think our very solid agreement had been we are expecting that from the CWG. And then last point, on this question of whether the CCWG is intended to explain the new accountability regime for numbers and for protocol parameters, I disagree. I do not think that is what that group is chartered to do. I do not expect it to produce accountability mechanisms for numbers or protocol parameters unless it does so in coordination with those communities. And I actually think that those communities have fully specified their expectations as far as accountability for themselves in the RFP responses that we have already received. So I think that the CCWG charter is more limited than as was expressed. Thanks.
Joseph?
Thank you. Joseph Aladev. I wanted to perhaps follow up on Keith's intervention. I think he laid out exactly what we're expecting and what is expected of us. But, you know, as we start to read the proposals that have come in some way, we are replacing some of the current obligations with new contractual obligations, and that's fine. But in some way, when the NTIA role steps out, some aspects accountability may be a backstop to the credibility of those contractual obligations. And there is a linkage to the accountability issue to our work. So while it's not a direct report of sorts, some of those accountability procedures may affect the ability to have some of these proposals enforceable or some of the methods in which they are considered over time credibly enforced. So, you know, perhaps one of the things that we do as we put the assembly proposal together is highlight those areas where, without prejudging what the accountability function is, to suggest that part of the NTIA oversight needs to be replaced by some aspect of an accountability function. It is not up to us to define that function. It is up to the other working group to define that function, but it would be up to us to suggest perhaps that some areas require an accountability constraint of some kind in order to assure compliance over time.
So I would like to encourage people to please make their statement short, because we will not be done today if we make so long interventions. So please short Milton and then Daniel, and then we move to the next point on the agenda and table the rest of accountability discussion for tomorrow. Milton.
This will be short. So this is why I wanted to move this agenda item to tomorrow, is because we're talking about something that we can't do anything about. The CWG, whatever you think about the interdependence of these things, the CWG has to have a proposal to us before we can discuss the interdependency of that with the CCWG. That's just a fact. So until we have a proposal from the CWG, this is all a purely abstract discussion, and I suggest that we shouldn't have it now.
Daniel?
I agree with Milton, and I also absolutely agree with what Alyssa has said. And since I heard Intu Kavus, and that's maybe what I heard, Intu Kavus's statement that Alyssa acted improperly in her statement that we didn't expect any input from the CCWG, I'd like to say that I fully support Alyssa's statement, and it was quite proper to make on our behalf.
Thank you very much. Let's not table the rest of the discussion for tomorrow and move to the timeline discussions. As you have noticed, we have got feedback from the names CWG with information about the timeline that they are envisioning. This, of course, is something that creates some issues for us, given the timeline that we have on our work. And this is something that we need to talk about seriously, because it has big impact not only on our work, but it also impacts, of course, the whole IANA transition. ICG members, whether they first of all would like to give some input on the status of the name CWG and explain on the data that the name CWG sent to us. Milton, I understand you raised your hand. Is this what you would like to explain, or? Okay. Sorry. So is there anyone from that would like to report back from the names CWG on the background for the from the timing issues that we got from them? Okay, Kavus?
Thank you, Patrick. I'm not liaison of ICG to CWG, but I think we had three or four liaisons, so perhaps one of them could. But I think this issue is quite clear in view of the very complex issue that they face. They are not in a position to meet the objective deadline, objective time limit, neither 15th of January nor 31st of January. And we have asked them, based on the conference call, what time they think would be achievable, and they have given some time, and now we have to take that. Still, this is discussion of today. Who knows what will happen during the next 3 to 4 months? The timeline that they have given may also be still extended. So we have to be very clear on that, and we have to also think of the statement made by Larry from the NTIA that there is no hard and fast deadline for this transition. We have to do it properly and correctly. Thank you.
Yes, Kavus, I think this is exactly what we have seen, and this is one of the reasons why I wanted to initiate this discussion by getting some more input from the liaisons to ICG from the names. Given that we don't get that explicitly, anyone that would like to speak up on the topic? Daniel?
This is Daniel. I'd like to, first of all, thank Alisa for revising out, making a proposal for a revised timeline so that we have something tangible to talk about. I think it is important that at this meeting, not in this round of discussion, but at the conclusion of this meeting, we come to agreement on what our envisaged timeline now is. And what we can take into account is the input we get from the other groups, particularly the CWG, of course, and our own judgment. But I think we should definitely make a statement at the end of this meeting. It's like, this is how we see it going now. Now, I have one comment on the proposal that Alisa made and the fact that she elected to put only one public comment period on the combined proposal in the end. And I have no fixed position on this yet, but I'm a little bit worried that we're dealing ourselves short again by being too ambitious. So I think at the moment, I think we should probably allow ourselves some slack time and maybe a second round of public comments, or at least some slack time, because my worry remains, as I stated in our meeting on Istanbul, that as we keep missing self-imposed deadlines, the credibility of our process and our group will suffer. So again, I think at the end of this meeting, we should make a statement about what our new expected timeline is, and we should put in enough slack so that we don't miss it in the end again and lose credibility.
Wolf Ulrich.
Thanks, Wolf Ulrich Knoben speaking, TSO. I'd like to come back to the very beginning of the discussion of the timeline we had in London and then in Istanbul. And after that, so when the work was starting, so several times and also over the last weeks, the perception in the other groups was that the ICG is pushing ahead for a deadline with setting a time of 15th of September of this year. I would like to say that the ICG is not doing that. So we never pushed ahead, you know, a deadline. So the only thing what we were doing and what we were discussing was a kind of timeline and to have a kind of target date where a proposal should be ready. Keeping in mind that the discussion is going on and there might be flexibility needed in that timeline. So that is the situation we have, and it is very reasonable. So coming from the discussion from the CWG and in conjunction with the CWG, what the timeline proposal now is from my point of view. So we only should think about, and we should in priority discuss what does it mean also with regards to the what we have to do towards the NTIA, because our task is well to put forward through the board the combined proposal. What does it mean to us? How do we react with regards to putting forward the proposal? I do not have any problem with what Elissa has put together with regards to that timeline here. I also think maybe the public comment period, there should be, yes, there's an uncertainty about that, how it should be dealt with. But from my point of view at the time being, this timeline is reasonable. Thank you.
Elissa?
Thanks, Patrick. So I just wanted to maybe respond a little bit to Daniel and Wolf Ulrich and point out a couple of items that I raised in the email when I sent this this version around, because I know it's been very busy and people have been focused on other things. So from my perspective, there's a couple of good reasons to for us to at least start a discussion about revising the timeline, you know, whether we get it published by the end of this meeting or not. I'm not sure. There might be some thorny issues there, but there's a few reasons to have the discussion. One is that, you know, the numbers and protocol parameter communities, and I mean, all the communities have been working extremely hard, but those two did submit their proposals to us when we asked for them. And the staggering with the names community, I think, actually gives us a good amount of time to try and process those and get back to those communities in a timely fashion based on all the work that they've put in. I think we owe it to them a little bit, especially all the people who, you know, lost a lot of their holiday time to get that done. And so I think, you know, it's a good plan to express our expectations back to those communities, you know, fairly soon, so that they understand that we appreciate their work and they know what we're expecting from them next. And so that was one reason why I thought we should do this now. The other one, of course, is that there's some varying between when this work gets done and, you know, what happens with the contract itself. And so having, I think, more notice that the completion date of the whole process might slip is probably better than having less notice. So that's another good reason to think about this now. And then the only other thing I would say that I said a little bit in the email is that, you know, I tried in this timeline to take account of the ICANN meeting schedule, and I think when we first met, you know, last summer, personally, I was one of the people who sort of said we shouldn't necessarily benchmark everything against the ICANN meeting schedule. You know, we can meet at other times and so on and so forth. But obviously, it's extremely useful for the bulk of the communities who are interested in this transition to have the ICANN meetings as the demarcation points. And so if we want to have a discussion about adding back in a second public comment period or, you know, giving ourselves more slack, as Daniel was talking about, I think that's fine. But I think we always need to be mindful of the ICANN meeting schedule a little bit, especially if we're
if the second half of the process is really very names focused. And so just to keep something for people to keep in mind is that if we build in more time, we are likely building in, you know, another meeting cycle's worth of time at least. It's hard to just build in an extra month, I think, in some of these cases. So just a few things for people to keep in mind as they look at this.
Thank you very much. On the queue, I have Milton, Joseph, Cavus, and Manal. Milton, please.
Yeah, again, I just have this nagging feeling that we're discussing this backwards, and that after we do our work with the assessments, we can have a nice leisurely talk about the timeline and about its implications, and that we will have a better idea, for example, what, if anything, we're going to ask the communities that have already submitted proposals, and that might enter into our discussion of the timeline. I just want to, with that as a preamble, I want to say the credibility of this group, I don't think, is at stake with the, timeline, because we're not the ones missing the deadlines. It's other people. The other thing that you keep forgetting about, maybe some kind of Freudian repression of memory, is that the U.S. Congress has intervened and has made it impossible for us to meet the September 30th deadline. We cannot give the NTIA anything. They can't do anything with it until after September 30th. So that's no reason to, of course, keep the pressure off. We need the pressure is good, especially for the NAMES community, which is known for an expanding universe notion of time. I would like to have this discussion in more detail, but I think we would have it tomorrow or when we've done the other more immediate things.
Joseph?
Thank you, Joseph Aladev. I would agree with Daniel that there is a risk of credibility if we keep on posting timelines and then amending them in a constant basis. I think we need to make sure we have considered looks at timelines. I would also agree that there's a concern of only one public comment period following the final proposal, because if the comments engender significant changes, then there's probably the need for one last look. The other thing which has to be the credible input to any timeline is that after the first submission, we also have to be ready for the potential of an iterative process, because the first submission is not necessarily the accepted submission. NTIA could come back and say, well, we think these are changes, in which case it's not just us who have to look at the proposal, it's probably the underlying communities who also have to look at the proposal. So that could be also a significant extension of time. Perhaps one of the ways to deal with credibility and also to deal with the valid points that Milton has raised is to talk about a conceptual timeline, because I think no pressure will mean that the process will continue for as long as continuing can be possible. So the concept of a deadline is an important motivating factor. But perhaps we can state the deadline in a way that is a little more fluid and build the contingencies into the timeline to say, assuming these factors.
Thank you. Cavus?
Thank you. Cavus speaking. I follow and agree with all of everybody said. I would like to add that after the first draft of the CWG, there was complaint about the timing of the comments, very short, and half of the people, they complained about that. Therefore, any timeline in particular for the activity of ICG, you need to have two things. One, more than one timing commenting period, and second, sufficient time for comments, but not very short. It would be very difficult. I think we had one very short, which people complained of that, and that is our charter. We just gave 7 days. It was not sufficient, so we have to be careful this time to give sufficient time. And another thing that Wolf mentioned that I also read, ICG was criticize that pushing the entire community for the particular time. We should be very clear that we did not establish any timeline. Our own, the timeline was based on the NTIA 15th of September, and we're working backward and established 15th of January. So it should be understood that ICG does not impose any particular time frame for the community. It is the system that enable us or push us to have some timelines. Now coming to Daniel's proposal, at the end of the meeting, we have some statement about timeline. We must be very, very careful. This timeline, even if after what Milton said, we have to work it quite clearly, it should be mentioned in a very cautionary manner and in a way that this is still an objective, it is not the deadlines, and may depend on many things, and we should mention that this is irrespective and independent of decision of NTIA, how far or how long the contract will be extended. 1 year, 6 months, 2 years, and so on and so forth. But this timeline should be very carefully worked out at the end of this meeting if you want to have something. But still, it may not be met, these objectives, because of the other outside our mandates or outside our control, in particular CWG. By the way, CWG work very efficiently as well. Sometimes they have daily meeting every day. So we should also recognize and appreciate the work that CWG has done. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Manal?
Thank you, Patrick. So while I agree with what Milton said, that it is not our fault missing this deadline, I also agree with what Daniel and Joe said, that if we keep putting deadlines and missing them and pushing them forward, this would definitely affect our credibility. So, and taking also into consideration what Kavos said regarding the community, I would say that we should work this timeline very closely with everyone else who's involved, with the operational communities and with the wider community, and seek feedback on this timeline. The first timeline, we were driven by the target date, but this time we're driven by the process, so we should be able to calculate it more accurately and commit to a deadline that is practical and achievable. So just to highlight that before announcing a new deadline, we need to consult with the operational communities and the wider community. Thank you.
Thank you. Alyssa?
Thanks. I was just going to note that when we first published the timeline, we had a graphic like this, and we also had a narrative explanation. And so that's something else I wanted people to think about, is if we need a revised narrative explanation to go along with this graphic, which is something that doesn't exist yet. We have the old one, but I did not take the time to write the new words that would go with this. So that's something else that we would need to do if we want to publish this, if people think that that's something that we should do. Just wanted to flag that.
Thank you. Daniel?
Just very shortly to motivate why I think it's a good idea that we make a definite statement on our position about the timeline by the end of this meeting. My motivation is like this. There's the ICANN week coming, and the one question that's going to be asked in the hallways is, where's this process going now that we missed the original target date? And I think all we can do to reassure the wider community that we're still working on it and that we still have a plan, we should do. And I think the essential element is a time plan. So if I think it would be really bad if by the end of this meeting we'd say, we don't know yet. We first have to consult the operational communities. I think we have all the input from the operational communities that we want, you know, from all three of them. So I think we should make as definite a statement as we can in order to keep momentum in the process and keep confidence of the communities that we will eventually be successful. I agree totally that this time we should be driven by the process and not by the end date. And we should give ourselves as much room as we can. But I think we need to make a statement, otherwise we're doing ourselves a disservice.
Thank you. Michael?
Michael Newell, for the record. First of all, I wanted to share and support what Alyssa said about congratulate those communities that have been delivering and that we should take that seriously and look through this. And also, as Milton said, in the discussion on those proposals, we will find some of the issues and some of the questions that will then feed back in the loop. The second issue is, do I take it from the room? I think that there are two different things. One is missing the target. That means, is at the end of the day or of the 2 days, are we all saying we will not meet a target deadline for us that will enable the transition after the September? And in this context, Milton's statement about Congress was interesting, but maybe we can discuss that tomorrow. So that's one statement. And the second statement is, then if everybody in the room agrees on that, what is a new realistic timeline? And again, also I want to say, This timeline was target-driven. It's not that it was the invention of the ICG, so it's not that it's a credibility or not. But, of course, if one agrees that September is no realistic date, then what is a realistic timeline given the discussions we will have over the 2 days?
Thank you. Ruth Ulrich, you... Yes, please.
Thank you. Let me state the... missing the target is not an accident, I would say, because that is normal, you know, in management processes, in many management processes we have, and this is a management process we have to do here. The discussion we had set a timeline, and the others come back and say, yes, we do our timeline, we do our schedule, because you set the timeline. So now we get back and say, well, you have sent us a schedule, and that's why we are setting a timeline in this and in that way. So this is the discussion we are going on. And the only thing is the communication and the rationale behind of that. That's what I agree. So we have to be find out and to communicate in the right way to the community. Both things. The first thing is that the flexibility of a first timeline is not the end of the process, and on the other hand, that we have to set a good rationale for that, what we are doing. And therefore, we should work on that, and I agree to Daniel on the very last statement we have to send out to the community. So far, thanks.
Thank you. Keith?
Thank you, Patrick. Keith Drazik. So briefly, I typed this into Adobe Chat, but I think it's worth saying here again, is that, you know, the CWG transition has communicated to us and to the community a revised proposed timeline that, in the best case scenario, allows for meeting the September 30th, 2015 target date. And I think we should, as the ICG, be working towards that communication, or based on that communication, that there is still the hope and the potential, the possossibility for meeting the September 2015 date, until and unless we hear otherwise. Now, obviously, we need to work our process to make sure that there's adequate time for us to do our work, but I think we need to be focused very clearly on the communication of the CWG regarding the timeline that it hopes it can meet. And then go from there. So I think, to the point of, you know, communications at the end of the week or communications from the ICG, I think we simply at this stage can say the operational communities have either given us their proposals or have given us a timeline for giving us their proposals, and that we look forward to receiving those, and that we will all as a community continue to work hard together to make that September 30th, 2015 target date, if at all possible. And if it appears at some point in the future that that's less likely or unlikely, then we'll adjust. Thanks.
Thank you very much. I have on the queue Manal, Narelle, Russ, and Alyssa, and then I think it's time to break for coffee. Paul as well? Yeah, okay. Manal.
Thank you, Patrick. Just very quickly, first of all, I support what Keith said, but also very quickly in response to Daniel's comment, I didn't mean that we shouldn't have a view on this, but proposing anything concrete is okay, but again, should be put for public comments or something so that we can make sure that everyone else is committing to the same timeline. So just to make sure I make my point clearly. Thank you.
Thank you. Narelle?
Hello, thank you, Patrick. Narelle Clark for the record. I think I heard earlier on a suggestion that there should be an additional comment period after the proposals have another go round. That's one thing concrete that I heard, and I think that would be a good thing if we did try to work that in, even if it is only a relatively short one. I would like to make a comment on the concept of deadlines here. They really do need to be there. They do need to be realistic but also firm, on the basis that this type of work seems to me to be like housework. It fills the time available. So if we curb that time available, we should be able to get to what I would hope to be an optimal solution. As Daniel said, I think, in one of the previous meetings, the perfect is the enemy of the good. And that's something that's really stuck with me, and I think we need to apply it. So the question is, how realistic is all this? I mean, Keith just said that the CWG has given us a concrete timetable that they think they can work to, which ties it into the September 30th deadline. So now, frankly, I'm a little bit confused. So perhaps if we could clear that up, I would be a lot happier. Thank you.
Russ?
Russ Monday for the record. I would like to support Daniel's comment earlier that it's perhaps fair. The most important piece here during this meeting is to arrive at a public statement that we can make about the timeline. It would be good if we could achieve agreement for actually publishing a timeline by the end of the meeting. I don't know that we can do that. I think it's more important for the broader community that we say something about what we have in hand and what we see going forward than actually to finalize the timeline. And we can cover the details on that tomorrow. Also, I'd like to point out what Elise identified on the mailing list in terms of if the date for 30 September is not met from a contractual perspective. This is not a problem. It's clearly stated in the contract that the contract can be extended. So the recent statements have been put out by various folks that it's more important that it be done right than it be done immediately. It fits fine with the contract contents and requirements. But I think we have to strike the fine balance with achieving things as fast as we can, yet doing it as effectively as we can in the time constraints.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Alyssa?
Yes, I wanted to respond a little bit to the notion put forward by Keith and seconded by others that we, you know, continue moving forward, assuming that we will meet the original target deadline. And just wanted to point out that there's a significant contrast. There seems to be sort of two camps in the room, because on the one hand, we heard, I think, earlier from Daniel and others that, you know, we want to make sure that we can establish a time frame that we can hit, and it hurts the credibility of the process to make unreasonable assumptions. On the other hand, the idea that we would get a proposal, a complete proposal to NTIA on the original timetable, even though the NAMES proposal would not come to us until 6 months after we originally had planned for it. So we asked for it in January, and in their best-case scenario, it would show up in June. That implies that we would achieve everything that we said that we need to do, including individual assessment of the NAMES proposal, potentially going back to the NAMES community, doing the assessment of all three components together, potentially going back to all three or, you know, one or more communities after that piece, and then running potentially two public comment periods, intaking those comments into the proposal, and then delivering it to NTIA in July, August, and September. And I will just point out to people that we've taken, you know, 1 month thus far to start the individual assessments of the other two components. And so if you try to think how we could get all of that done and do it in a fair process that gives all those communities enough time to assess things, gives us enough time to assess things, I have to say that I would, to me, that sounds like the ultimate unreasonable expectation. And that would put more pressure on everyone involved in this process than anything that we have written down in a timeline thus far. So, you know, I just want to point that out to people. If there's kind of a view in one extreme, and then there was a view, I think, in the other extreme, which was, you know, whatever we say needs to be, should be perfectly reasonable, and we shouldn't miss timelines again. And we, I think, need to find some way to converge those two views, because they're distinct from each other.
Thank you very much. I do have Paul, Keith, Cavus, and Daniel in the queue, and we have 4 minutes. We'll let all of those four people speak, and then we'll take the break. So I cut the line there. So Paul first.
Yeah, hi, everyone. Look, I hope we are maintaining the hope of a of meeting the 15th September 2015 deadline. If we were to drop it at this stage, you know, months away from that deadline, I think there'd be a huge amount of frustration and disappointment and disillusionment amongst the communities who've done the work so far. The obvious question is, if it doesn't happen at that time, then what's the risk to the work that's been done already? What's the implication? Does it stand? Does what's been done stand, or was it done sort of for nothing? Because somehow the entire ground is possibly going to shift, and I think that needs to be, there needs to be some mechanism or some statement in the event of the deadline not standing. To give some reassurance that the work that's been done by the Numbers and Protocols communities is not for nothing, that if it's going to take longer than, if the whole process is going to take longer, then it's not going to create a problem for those who've done the work already. I hope that's the intention behind the idea of the IETF plus RAR proposal that Alyssa's put on the timeline there, because if it's not, then there'll be a perception that some are being held hostage to by others in this process in some sense. And I think for the RARs, if we have to maintain the mechanisms that have been put in place for a longer period of time, or a perception of an indefinite period of time, or to reassemble those mechanisms afterwards, then that's going to be pretty hard. There's going to be a serious issue, as I said, with disillusionment and probably participation as well. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Keith? Okay, Keith withdraw himself from the queue. Cavus, and then Daniel, and then we break for coffee.
Thank you, Cavus speaking. Patrick, I think we are hearing so many things entirely from each other. The 15th of September was based on that we receive all proposal by 15th of January. From one community we have not received, and if I understood well, it will be June. Therefore, that cannot be met.
I cannot agree with the poll proposal saying that two community have done their job means that they have to send something to NTIA partially. NTIA is not concerned about the partial arrangement. He wants the complete set, and it is mentioned that prior to the evaluation execution of transition, all this must have been arrived, implemented in the bylaw and in the article of incorporation. I don't see any point that we say that two community have done the job, therefore 15th of September is met. No, it's not the case. The whole thing should be done. We cannot achieve 15th of September, and we should avoid to pushing for that. I don't understand. Drake said that the 15th of September could be met. Cannot be met. Will not be met 15th of September. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Daniel. And Daniel takes himself off the queue. So let me try to summarize where we are. I hear a number of different discussions going on at the same time here, very much and similar to what Kavus just said, I think. I would like to focus our discussion on the timeline, or I would like to separate the discussions on the timeline from what time the ICG need to do our work well, what process do we need to do our work well regarding the number of public comment period, the length of those, etc. When we are going to do those depends on deliveries from the operational communities and various other external events. And we need to discuss how to do those that kind of communication as well, of course. But I think it's important that we decide on what kind of time we think we need for various things to be able to do our work according to our charter in a proper way. So separate a little bit in the discussion we're going to continue tomorrow, separate our work and our part of the timeline from what we think about others. And then we, of course, have to compile all of that and see whether we are going to make a statement and what that statement in that case will continue. So let me suggest that sort of division of the discussion of timeline in those three parts and table that for tomorrow. And with that, let's break for coffee and let's reconvene at 11 o'clock. Thank you.